Wow!
Never again see your pathetic binge-watching reflection in the TV.
I'm going to try to stop binge-watching today.
Way to go!
Oh, wait, forget it. Stranger Things Season 3 comes out soon.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 4.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. More wildfires flaring up in Southern California.
The east of LA and Riverside, the Hill Fire is burning quickly. The fire burning near the Reagan Library is in Ventura County, northwest of LA.
The winds are intense, so right now that's a ground game.
Governor Gavin Newsom spoke at a food bank in Santa Rosa near the Kincaid Fire, where donations are being gathered for people whose food has spoiled during the massive power shutoffs.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in Los Angeles. Twitter banning all political ads by candidates and special interest groups. The move coming after Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced his company will not fact-check ads by candidates. And on Wall Street, the Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P 500 posting gains after the Federal Reserve announced another interest rate cut.
The central bank downplaying expectations of further cuts for now. The economy is in its 11th year of expansion, fueled by consumer spending and a strong jobs market.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. America is listening to Fox News.
11th year of expansion, but it's been up 46% the last three. See what they did there?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm a conspiracy theorist or that I have any evil within me. We want to express our deep appreciation to the one and only Rich Thomas for joining us for a special trick-or-treat forecast. We got a mom here with a little guy who is concerned about the weather tomorrow. How you doing, Rich?
Ooh, it's a spooky forecast.
dare I say,
be scared right out of your pants.
I'm pretty optimistic about the trick-or-treat hours. If you would have talked to me about 48 hours ago, I was not so optimistic, but I think it's going to be dry.
Good.
I think it's going to be chilly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I'm calling the trick-or-treat hours 5 to 8 p.m. Does that sound reasonable?
Sounds reasonable.
All right, you know, and not many kids trick-or-treat anymore. I'm just using my neighborhood as an example. I haven't had a knock on the door now in the last two trick-or-treats years. So, and by the way, kids everywhere. I have Reese's peanut butter cups and Hershey's.
I'll be at your house.
I was going to say, what neighborhood is this so that we can just knock on the door?
I know where he lives. We can all go out there.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, my candy doesn't suck because we've all been to those houses where, you know.
You're not handing out apples?
No, yeah, right, exactly. No apples, no wrapped whatever in, you know,
wax paper, those
unknown candy wrap.
Yeah, when you get the ghost wrap, it's like the white, you know,
yeah,
like
exactly.
Kleenex.
What is that?
It's crap.
Throw that away.
It's crap candy is what you're about to get. When you get home and you untie it, it's nothing but crap.
Let me tell you, we used to go, you know, we had a neighborhood that was 1 mile long, and then and I had a full bag at the end of the night. I mean, and I mean a full bag. And we would go through that and say, no, throw that away.
There's a hierarchy of candy. You have to split it out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I get the Montax.
Hey, I forget your briefing from a few weeks ago, Jacqueline, because you gave me a briefing on Stephen's attire for various events. What is the actual Halloween evening trick-or-treat?
If we make it.
What?
If we make it to tomorrow night, like if we're not rained out.
Right.
We are going to be the Addams Family.
Oh, nice.
That's great choice.
Nice.
I can see you as Morticia.
I'm going to borrow some of Dana's foundation because she's a little bit paler than I am.
Right.
And I'm going to wear the dress that my mother wore at my wedding, which is black.
Aren't you appropriating her culture when you do that?
Yeah, she's very pale.
What
she's
about little powder. Steven?
Steven is going to wear, he's going to be little Pugsley.
Pugsley.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And my husband is going to be Gomez.
Oh, my God.
I was Gomez last year.
Pictures, and I hope you post them.
If we don't get rained out, you might just see us at your house.
Greg will give you the address.
All
I don't want to do that on the radio.
No,
but
absolutely not.
Tell little Steven that Uncle Rich is a big fan, and he'll say, who?
I will let him know.
All right. Well, happy Halloween. I'm very optimistic that you're going to be dry.
All right. We'll be listening in the morning for a morning update.
All right. Great.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate Have a good night.
It. Bye. Game 7 of the World Series tonight.
Wow.
Some real baseball drama.
Some real things going on there.
And, go Nationals.
In case you hadn't heard earlier, Joey and Jack will be at Baumhauer's tonight. Cake,
yay.
Right?
Cake.
Yay,
man,
cake.
Y'all always have the cake. It's so good.
Yes.
We do our best, and really that's part of the celebration, and they're just sounding awesome together.
Yeah.
407 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Speaking of the weather, I am authorized to read the radar in my status as digital rain gauge boy first class. And most of the rain is now staying to the south of the metro area. Now, areas from Raymer on down to Troy, Greenville, they're going to get some rain, maybe a thunderstorm too. But for our immediate future, let me go to the future radar here.
But we can't knock it. You know what I mean? We need the rain. So I kept telling myself, like, we're not going to complain about the rain when it comes.
Right.
But it doesn't need to come on Halloween.
That's
You know,
thing.
Like,
well, it's really amazing.
That's the kicker.
This month started with record-breaking heat. We had 100-degree temperatures. And with this front that's coming through, we're going to be in the upper 30s.
Yeah, the Rich Thomas weather app says the low tomorrow night is 36, people.
That's incredible.
I was telling Izzy I've got to take my plants in tonight because tomorrow night's going to be too late.
They have that's a 70-degree temperature swing from beginning. And Rich also tomorrow on CBS 8, 6 o'clock news has a very, what's the word? It's a very gripping reminder that with November, we go into our fall tornado season
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, which is scary.
And we've had some bad ones.
Well, the low tonight is 71. The low tomorrow night, 36.
I know.
That's crazy.
That's
Welcome to Alabama.
That's a 35-degree swing in 24 hours. But those are the kinds of contrasts that can also produce weather that you got to keep an eye out for.
Yeah.
But we got Rich Thomas and nobody else does.
I have
so
the
there.
Rich Thomas weather app right here on my phone.
Me too.
8 after 4, John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Oh, I wish I could remember what the sign said because it was so great. I'm at that point in life where I see something. I'll remember that. I don't need to write that down.
I know.
Then the
you
next
have
day,
a camera in your pocket, Greg. Duh. Why are you not just taking a photograph?
Well, because I'm driving and too lazy to stop. I guess.
Well, as long as you're not taking your picture while driving, I guess that's not a bad thing.
Anybody that's in that area, Coliseum Boulevard by John Lee Paints, I would appreciate a picture of the outside sign.
Yes.
North and south, if you wouldn't mind. And I will arrange. I will give you a dollar if you'll do that for me in cash.
I'll go right now and do it for a dollar. In quarters, though, I need meter money.
Oh, you do? All right, I've got a surprise for you. I've got a surprise for you. You'll see. Inside John Lee Paints, the best. When you're going to do a job yourself, make sure that you put a value on your time. Get a paint that's going to make you look like you've been painting for years, that you are the professional. For interior, that's Richard's Paint, an excellent formulated paint. And of course, what's also important is putting it on with the right rollers and brushes. The staff at John Lee Paints can help you out with all of that. And if you need some help in finishing a surface, maybe you got mad at the news one day and flung a door open to a wall and put a little dent in it. That's been known to happen. That's why we have a plate outside our studio door. You have that round plate outside the door?
I've always wondered why that was there.
Some idiot flung the door open in a peak of rage one day. And
was it you?
Broke right
really?
Through. No, it wasn't me.
Oh. Some idiot.
Well, for exterior, John Lee has their own brand now, Solarproof. It has a low viscosity, which does not allow for the formation of mold, and it withstands the heat, rain, whatever nature throws at it, and looks great outside. Rinse it off once in a while with a hose, and it's going to look good for years. So get the best. You're entitled to that when it comes to making your house look great. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. Shall I roll call today?
Yes.
Okay, roll call time. It is coming up at 4:10.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Excuse me, operator error.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-536-67, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction in the case of missing Auburn College student Anaya Blanchard. It's now been 1 week since the 19-year-old was last seen. Her vehicle was found damaged in Montgomery last Friday. The Montgomery Regional Airport held a disaster drill today to help evaluate the response to an emergency. Police and fire crews, TSA, and the FAA were all involved in the simulation. No flights were affected. The Montgomery Zoo Zoo Boo is canceled for tonight due to excessive rain and ground saturation throughout the area. This closure is for the safety of guests, volunteers, and staff. The Elmore County Sheriff's Office received funding to replace a building damaged by the January tornado. The County Commission approved a bid with Construction One, Inc. for $1.23 million for the new Sheriff's Operation building. Construction is expected to begin in November. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Significant weather changes on the way as a strong cold front approaches the state. Entering the state in the overnight hours, showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for tonight and through tomorrow morning. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Then the cold front moves through. Maybe some leftover showers, windy, colder. Temperatures falling from the 70s in the morning, then through the 60s to the 50s to the 40s by evening. A few leftover showers during the day, windy. But I think by the trick-or-treat hours, the rain is gone, but it's just kind of blustery, windy and cold. Overnight low tomorrow night, 38. Friday's high barely up to about 60 and back to the 30s again on Friday night. What a change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All right, I just took a look at the Live in Fear Doppler, and we're in good shape for the rest of the afternoon and evening. The rain's going to stay south of us, so we're in good shape if you're planning on joining us for the celebration at Baumhauer's tonight, right after the show. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell going to be there, and Free K.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Well, we
have a lot of folks hitting the highways this afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. As we get further into the 4 o'clock hour, more and more cars are leaving downtown Montgomery. I-65 and 85 are building a bit, as well as Atlanta Highway out of downtown. A little busy over on Taylor Road. We have no accidents to report right now anywhere. That's a good thing. Drive carefully this afternoon. Buckle up and be safe out there. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, Morgan Freeman here with a Halloween tip. Run out of candy? Well, don't panic. Kids aren't particular. As long as they feel something land in their bags, they'll never know you're doling out raisins, pebbles, or expired meds. Well, even if they figure it out, what are they going to do? Call the trick-or-treat police? Newsflash, there is no such thing. Just like evolution, the female or mortality. Happy Halloween.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Make a wish.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
We're still doing a roll call today.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
Isn't a poop so freeing?
You gotta have something.
Bite me.
If you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves.
Everything that guy just says, boo.
You gotta have something.
I'm sick of this!
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Excellent!
Cause that's even
bad.
It's too cold for me.
Snap out of it!
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Is that your tongue?
Cause that minus is too low to see.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Awesome!
Nothing leave, nothing.
You are a meathead.
And I'm not
stopping. Who's your dad?
Believe you me.
Let's get nuts!
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
You dumb
bell. I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
Stop scratching your... Tell me where it is.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Sega gift! Give him a Sega gift!
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Oh, my God.
Do it again! I like it!
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'll have what she's having.
You gotta have something.
Crazy.
If you wanna be with me.
Great Scott.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Holy.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't want you.
Well, watch it, pervert.
I have something.
That was definitely a step back from yesterday. But
I thought it was good.
I am in the process of getting familiar with the locations of some new additions to the sound effects library for the roll call to freshen it up.
Gotta keep it fresh.
Now,
well, get to work!
That's what we're gonna do here. Actually, we don't wanna work, we wanna have fun. Izzy, our team producer, is in the house, so it's me against all the girls, and she can play our baloney game, right?
Absolutely.
And I have something special when you get done with the baloney game.
Well, I don't want to play the baloney game until I know what the special thing is.
The John Lee Paint sign sayings.
Oh, can I see those?
Yes, they're at the bottom.
Uh-huh. When you feel like quitting, think about why you started. That is so great.
Yes.
That is great. Very motivational.
I thought about times that I quit. I always think about that ridiculous job at the Fountain Diner. I don't know if you remember that place.
The Fountain Diner?
On University Drive near Sheridan Road.
Sheridan and University.
Yeah.
No, but I know exactly where that is. What's there now?
Nothing that I know of. But when it was there, I was in the process of rebuilding my life, and I worked as a server there in a place where a lot of people knew who I was and wondered why I was waiting tables instead of on the radio. It was good processing.
Yeah, sometimes you need that.
And you're never going to be in a place where you're going to be confronted with the ugliness of rude behavior more than that place. The more you grow up, the less you blow up.
That was on the other side.
The more you grow up, the less you blow up. Well, it looks like I might have some additional growing up to do. I do my best.
Thank you to Lee at John Lee Paints.
Really?
Who gave me that information.
Oh, man. Well, we just can't say thank you, Jebra.
Please clap.
That is so cool.
He gave me another saying, too. No matter how high the seagull flies, he can still hit a window with a hammer. I went, wait a minute. Then he started laughing.
Oh.
News from where you live
is what we do on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Oh, my.
First skill you learn in this business is to cover your tracks. We're playing the baloney game. We have no prize to give away, but you're welcome to call in and join us. Everybody's in on it. We're just killing some time. It's a good day in the markets. We'll talk about that with Brent. All right, I got a 9.89 from Mark Cumbie on the roll call.
A 9.89?
I think that's
generous. A little high.
9.7 from Cooter.
Cooter hasn't called in a while. I'm going to give you an 8.99.
Well.
Only because I didn't hear a...
Oh, God, what was I thinking? And I had a setup for that, too.
I'm just saying that took a whole point off.
Oh, I was going to use that in response to one of the other ones here.
A whole point deduction, if you will.
Like,
wake your butt up!
That's such a versatile sound effect, though.
It can be, you know, I'm very versatile.
And your husband didn't know you made that sound?
No, he was like, what is that? I'm like, that's me. You idiot. It's me. I don't actually talk to my husband like that in case anybody
I'm sure you don't.
I don't. I have a very loving husband. He's a very kind soul. What's up with me?
I really can see that. Not because...
Yeah, it's a lot.
But when I went to Stephen's birthday party, I knew that behind the scenes there was a very caring...
Oh, yes. He is a very good husband and a very good dad. But polar opposites.
I got a 9 from Richard Taylor, a 9.97 from Chris Cleghorn. I appreciate it when you take a moment to send me your score on the roll call. When we come back, we're going to play baloney, and it's something you can do right in your car.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same-day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Pros like you know trusted brands have a hand in helping you nail the job. Start with Lowe's, where you'll find those brands and savings too. Stop in today and pick up a new Metabo HPT 1¾-inch 15-degree pneumatic roofing nailer for $20 less, now $269. And get a new DeWalt Tough Grip 52-piece steel hex shank screwdriver bit set for just $14.98, saving you $5. For even more ways Lowe's saves your business money, stop by the Pro Desk and talk to our dedicated Pro team today. Whatever you need to get the job done, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 11/6 U.S. only.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
This new lipstick looks so good on me. Who knew this was my color? I spent 3 years using that red that makes my lips look like a baboon butt. This is so much better than that. Well, I guess anything's better than having baboon butt on your face. Did I just think about having a baboon's butt on my face? Yuck. Why aren't we born with different color lips like our eyes? Some people with blue, some green. What about those people who get permanent lipstick tattooed on their lips? How lazy can you be? But I guess it doesn't fade, even after you die. Oh, look, she's dead, but she sure is pretty. That is a morbid thought. Maybe this lipstick color makes me morbid. You know, I don't like this color after all. Where's my baboon butt?
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
But I relate to that because that's me. Like, I will, maybe not the baboon butt, but I'll start thinking about something. And the next thing you know, like, I'm way down a rabbit hole. And I'll say something to Jared and he'll be like, what?
Yeah. Was she saying baboon butt in context of a color? Because they look like they sat in a big wad of bubble gum.
I don't know. All I know, see, because I started thinking about my own, you know, like the whole lipstick, permanent lipstick, and then if you don't like it, then you're still. I went down my whole brain of a woman over here, like started.
You know, we actually could replace her with you.
If I just talked for 10 minutes, we would end up somewhere like that. It would be like...
We should explore that.
You would lose so many listeners because they'd be like, what? Is she... What? How did she get there? Because even sometimes when I'm talking to Dana, I'll be like, okay, let me throw this at you. And then she'll like, how did you get from A to B? And I'm like, okay, listen. And then I'm sitting there like with a, you know, diagram. Like, she's like, oh, God.
The definitive 1 minute inside a woman's head is labeled Fat Sherry.
Fat Sherry.
And I think that one, and I've got hundreds of these in the system.
Well,
that
play them because they're hysterical.
They are. Since I brought it up, I'll play this one for you because I know her. When she tells this story, I know this woman.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 minute inside a woman's head.
This is a nice bar. It's nice to be here with my friend, Sherry. Gosh, I haven't seen her in so long. She's really gotten fat. I wonder if she knows. Oh, she has to. She has a man gut. I love Sherry. Why does she have to be so fat? She could get lots of men if she dropped 100 pounds. Maybe 150. Jimmy would like her. Hey, stay away from Jimmy, Sherry. I'll cut you. Not really. We're friends. But stay away from him anyway. Jimmy doesn't like fatties. Oh, gosh, I shouldn't have thought that about her. I'll compliment her hair. At least that isn't fat. It's so nice to be here. I love my friend, Fat Sherry.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's
There Head. Are a dozen points in there.
I mean...
I've seen that before.
I mean, I can see how she went from, like, A to B on that one, and then she had that little, you know, she diverged just a little bit, but then she always came back. See, that's how I am. Like, I'll diverge just enough to go, like, kind of a little bit off the deep end, and I'm like, whoop, nope, get it back together, Jacqueline.
And at the very end, all of it made sense to her.
To me.
Seth Spotlow has joined our group.
Yes, sir. That was great.
Welcome to the party.
I smile every time I hear your little...
We're handing them out for Halloween this year.
I know.
You come to my house, you get one of these.
That's all you're getting. That's all you're getting.
When I was 12, that's all I ever wanted.
Yeah.
East.
Hey, good afternoon. Jacqueline, I just wanted to tell you that I don't think you'd turn listeners off by ruminating like that. I think people would slow down and watch it and listen to it like you do a traffic accident. You know, so like, what is she going to say next?
I'm a little bit of a train wreck. It's okay. You never know what you're going to get.
Draws curiosity, you know?
Yeah,
that's good.
I'll keep them on their toes.
All right. Well, you guys have a great afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, my. You know what I forgot to do so far? And I teased it all morning long. This clip from Behind the Vinyl with Dennis DeYoung and the story behind Come Sail Away.
Come Sail Away.
I kind of dropped the ball on that one, didn't
I?
We'll get back to it.
I was going to say, you could just play now.
We still have an hour and a half.
You could just push play.
2 seconds at a time.
Let's play a couple of rounds of baloney.
All right.
Ancient Egyptians. What we'll do here is I'll give you multiple choice.
Oh, because you don't think we're smart enough to be able to figure out a 50-50 truth or baloney.
I listen to random facts.
But these have not been hit recently.
What we'll do is I'll make the statement. You tell me whether it's truth or baloney. We'll go back to the system we were using.
Okay.
I got a 50-50 shot on that one.
Statement one. Ancient Egyptians would shave off their eyebrows to mourn their dead cats.
True. Rosie has 5 cats. She knows this.
And I'm false because she's still got eyebrows.
She did lose one. She had 6.
Izzy?
Truth.
We're on a radio studio here, and unfortunately, that mic needs to be a little more in your direction so we can hear you, so blurt it out.
Truth.
Winning. It is true.
Yay.
Woo. See?
Ancient civilizations did lots of weird things, but someday they'll look at us and say, boy, they did a lot of weird things, didn't
like
they?
Like permanent lipstick.
Yeah, among others.
See how I did that full circle?
John Montagu became a culinary household word because he was Lord Salisbury, for whom the steak was named. Is that true, the bologna? John Montagu became a culinary household word because he was Lord Salisbury, for whom the gravy steak is.
I'm going to go with false. Bologna. B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
I'm going true all day.
True.
False.
You're doing what?
True.
Those who said false are winning.
Whoop, whoop. Woo-hoo. 2 for 2.
John Montagu was the Earl of Swamage.
Oh.
I knew he had something to do with food, but I didn't think it was that.
Here's a historical statement.
I don't watch the Smithsonian Channel, so I'm probably going to get this wrong.
I'll find something.
No. I'll take my best shot.
All right. In World War II, the Allied Rhine River ritual involved fishing with hand grenades. In World War II, the Allied Rhine River ritual involved fishing with hand grenades.
True.
Truth or baloney?
True.
False.
It's false.
Ah, but that'd be fun.
Yeah.
The next time somebody says the Allied Rhine River ritual was urinating into the river.
Ooh. Oh, well, now I know for random facts tomorrow with Jay. He can use that one.
Here's one for classic TV fans, and then we'll have to head down to the traffic dungeon. The original title for the TV show Charlie's Angels was The Alley Cats. The original title for the Charlie's Angels TV show was The Alley Cats.
True.
Is that true? We're on no dead air, please. I need
false.
Answers.
I'm going false.
False. False.
It's true.
Boo-boo-boo-boo-boo!
It's true. Let's do another one. One more.
All right, one more.
This is like...
It's addicting.
It is. The word okay began as a Native American word meaning believe me.
Can I phone a friend?
True.
You want a lifeline?
I would like to phone Elizabeth Warren, please.
Oh! Yeah, you go ahead and call Lizzie.
On her right personal here. Cell number.
She's the one that can tell you. The word okay began as a Native American word meaning believe me. Is that truth or baloney?
Baloney.
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 True!
The women are right.
Ah! I'm used to
that.
That
was my Indian war chant, by the way.
Women rule.
Did you guys hear that? The
oh, you mean this one here?
Yes.
That one's usually followed by...
Death to America!
Okay.
But not to Joey.
One more quickie. Mosquitoes prefer biting brunettes. Again, mosquitoes prefer biting brunettes. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Baloney.
Truth?
true because I get tore up every day.
Actually, that is baloney. Blondes.
I'm a winner. I'm winning this game.
More frequently targeted by mosquitoes. And on that note, we're going to head down to the traffic dungeon. Brant will join us next hour. It's a good day in the markets. And it pretty much played out exactly the way he predicted yesterday. And this is why you need to consider getting with him, getting a little sit down and doing some financial planning for your future. 436.
Well, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and we have some good news for you. We have no accidents to report at this time. Everything seems to be moving along nicely. We do have a lot of traffic on the Eastern Boulevard, the Northeast Boulevard, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway from downtown. Use caution this afternoon. Drive carefully, and looking at Rich's weather app, I think in the 5 o'clock hour we're going to get some more rain. Please slow down this afternoon and have a safe trip to the house. Trenum State Community College is going to host an early enrollment and registration for new students on November 5th, 6th, and 7th. This is going to be held at the Patterson campus on the Troy Highway. Classes start January 8th. Call Trenum State for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Montgomery Regional Airport held a disaster drill today to help evaluate the response to an emergency. Police and fire crews, TSA, and the FAA were all involved in the simulation. No flights were affected. Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction in the case of missing Auburn College student Anaya Blanchard. It's now been 1 week since the 19-year-old was last seen. Her vehicle was found damaged in Montgomery last Friday. The Elmore County Sheriff's Office received funding to replace a building damaged by the January tornado. The County Commission approved a bid with Construction One, Inc. for $1.23 million for the new Sheriff's Operation building. Construction is expected to begin in November. The Montgomery Zoo Zubu is canceled for tonight due to excessive rain and ground saturation throughout the area. This closure is for the safety of guests, volunteers, and staff. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Significant weather changes on the way as a strong cold front approaches the state, entering the state in the overnight hours. Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for tonight and through tomorrow morning. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Then the cold front moves through. Maybe some leftover showers, windy, colder. Temperatures falling from the 70s in the morning, then through the 60s to the 50s to the 40s by evening. A few leftover showers during the day, windy. But I think by the trick-or-treat hours, the rain is gone, but it's just kind of blustery, windy and cold. Overnight low tomorrow night, 38. Friday's high barely up to about 60 and back to the 30s again on Friday night. What a change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Haunted House Designer.
Mr. Haunted House Designer.
Only you could take a perfectly sound structure and turn it into a plywood maze of splinters, bumped heads, and breast-groping monsters.
Enter if you dare now.
You could have been a real architect if homes and businesses required a haunted graveyard and three-story slide.
Better homes than goblins.
The only thing scarier than minimum-wage teenagers wearing masks in the dark while holding chainsaws is your frightening collection of fire code violations.
No way out now.
So go ahead, construct another castle of chaos. Craft another creepy cavern of carnage. Because no matter how much black paint and spooky sound effects you apply, in the end, the whole thing will probably smell like urine.
Mr. Haunted House Designer!
Tear out the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
All right, we have breaking news. Let's go to correspondent Jay Quellen Tomlinson for the update.
Oh, okay. It's my mic on.
Yeah.
Well, hello. Thank you, Greg. Breaking news. Just in, Roy Moore has filed paperwork to officially enter the 2020 Alabama U.S. Senate race.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, screw it. Well, that certainly is welcome news. We need to lose the seat a second time, right?
He said, quote, I've already stated that it doesn't matter to me who is in the race or isn't. It matters that the people of Alabama have a voice that will stand for God, country, and family.
I don't have anything wrong with that, but
that's just the quote that they posted on the Alabama News Network.
Well, the word is that Jeff Sessions may seek that seat. And after reading, I put something on Facebook today. I want you to take a look at this guy's premise is that all the things that we got upset about with Senator Sessions as Trump's attorney general was part of a grand plan. And when you read this, it could change your mind. It's a totally off the beaten track kind of take on the whole thing. First time I've ever heard some of this stuff. But he does support his argument with facts. So it's at least worth your consideration. And that's on my Facebook wall at the moment.
And Zubu is canceled for this evening.
Yeah.
So heads up, all you people wanting to seek dry Halloween fun, Zubu is canceled.
Well, I don't think it's going to ring tonight, though. But, you know, they got to make that call early to give people time to change plans and stuff.
There's preparations, if you will.
It's going to be quite blustery and chilly tomorrow night, but the rain should be over by trick-or-treat time.
Like the cold, dark soul of my Halloween costume. It'll be perfect.
That's right. You're Morticia Adams?
If the rain holds out.
That's a good shot.
I did in the Addams Family.
Cool.
Somewhere, yeah. I think in my Facebook files, I have a picture of myself as Gomez. We did it for TV last year.
Dressing up.
I'll see if I can fish that up.
See, maybe if I was here in the morning, which I'm not, I would come as Morticia, but
that would be kind of cool.
I'll be sleeping in.
Ah.
Oh.
Nothing wrong with that. It's 4:44. Of course, we will keep you updated on any breaking news, but we're just having some fun this afternoon playing games.
Aren't we always playing games?
Kind of.
I mean, are we just always doing that?
So what I'll do is I'll read you a statement with an answer, and all you have to do is tell me whether it's true the baloney. Here's the next one. Jams and niddles are various squiggles used in shorthand. Jams and niddles are various squiggles used in shorthand. Is that truth or baloney?
I don't even know what you're talking about, but I'm going to say baloney.
I don't understand the words you just
said. Exactly. True.
Actually, it is baloney.
Well, I am like on fire!
If getting wrong was right, I'd be great.
I know.
For future reference, jams and niddles and various squiggles are used in comic books to replace swearing.
Oh.
So that impressionable young minds like Izzy don't get...
I just thought you were having a stroke.
I have a moment like that almost every afternoon.
I'm like, what is he saying?
Okay, let's try this one. In Sweden, Mickey Mouse is known as Misky Poop.
Misky Poop.
Is known as Misky Poop in Sweden.
I'm going to go with true, just because it's funny to hear you say that.
False.
True.
I'm going true because I hope so.
Actually, that is false.
Oh, man.
His name in Sweden is Moose Pig.
Moose Pig, moose, not moose. Misky Poop.
But it's not spelled moose as in Bullwinkle.
Hot diggity!
It's M-U-S-S-E. I have never taken Sweden in language class, so I'm not sure I've got
They didn't offer that at your high school as an elective?
I think moose pig would be the correct
moose pig
pronunciation. A holder for a handless coffee cup is called a zarf. A holder for a handleless coffee cup is called a zarf. Is that true?
What's a handless coffee cup?
Is it the cardboard thing?
Like a regular cup?
With no handle on it. You know,
so
like
it's just
a ceramic
cup.
Version of this.
I say truth.
Zarp.
The minute in my brain right now, if you could just go in here and have all of the things that I'm thinking about, I'm going to go with false.
Truth.
True.
It is true.
Oh, my goodness. But, like, I need more information. Like, a handless coffee cup would just be a cup.
Yeah. It's just the holder for that handless coffee cup.
Would be a sleeve.
No, it's a zarf.
Well, now Starbucks has got it all wrong, then.
They're called zarfs. Go in there and be like, hey, you got a zarf?
I need a zarf, barista Brendan. I don't need a
sleeve.
If
I had known that this one would open up a can, I would have skipped it. In the state of Oklahoma, it is illegal to hunt whales. Again, in the state of Oklahoma, it is illegal to hunt whales.
True.
False.
False.
True, because there's so many whales.
It's true.
Oh!
Moment of redemption.
They don't
redemption
have any whales in Oklahoma.
That's probably why it's illegal. Because if there's a whale in Oklahoma, you better not kill it.
We'll have to call the... we'll have to call the Oklahoma Department.
That's how my mind works. Like,
we'll have to call the Oklahoma Department of... we got another Oklahoma one here. The English translation of Oklahoma... is red people. Again, the English translation of Oklahoma
is red
people.
Well, that's racist.
True.
True.
False.
True.
It's true.
Yeah! Oh.
I keep saying, let's just do one more.
Okay, one more.
Elwood Edwards is best known for his recording of the Blues Brothers. Elwood Edwards is best known for his recording of the Blues Brothers. Is that truth or baloney?
True.
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Yes.
Is Oscar Mayer.
I say
baloney.
Truth. Oh,
true.
Actually, he is the voice of You've Got Mail.
Oh. The AOL guy? So I was right.
Elwood Edwards. Yes. I have that clip.
I don't hear my little ding, 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 ding.
I'm sorry. Let me get your ding-a-ling. Gosh.
Yay.
I've gotten very good at giving women what they want.
Thank you.
Now we know where Steven gets it.
It's me.
Yay!
I've got to... He was, I think, who... let's see. Graham Elwood. I want Elwood Edwards, not... give me all these Edwards. Here we go. He's an Uber driver. So, listen...
This is my Uber driver, and he just told me something very special that he's the voice behind.
Welcome. You've got mail.
No way! Do it again. Do it again.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Yay. Okay, what's your name?
Elwood Edwards.
Elwood Edwards. Thank you.
You bet.
Look at how crazy women get. He's the voice behind. You've got mail. Oh, boy. I'm so excited.
I feel like he should have had some serious royalties about that and shouldn't be an Uber driver because he should be, like, still raking in the dough from his AOL royalties.
Well, I wonder why he's driving Uber now.
That's what I'm saying.
What he was doing when he was hired to do that.
I'm going to need some more information on this guy because I feel like this is, like, one of those e-Hollywood stories.
I'll bet he's on the Google.
I'm going to find out.
All right, we'll
this is what happens to my brain.
We will come back with that information in just a moment. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I've told you many times that a Clark's Club membership, a $159 value, will pay for itself because they make sure you're running efficiently. But this summer, when my electric bill hit $540, I knew something had to be draining an inordinate amount of electricity. So I called Clark's. I'm a member, so within an hour, they had one of their great technicians out to the house, and the first thing they discovered when they took apart the outside unit was it was 90% clogged with grass. And while that's very rare, if it had gotten worse, the system would have burned out, and I would have had to replace the whole thing. So they not only saved me on a system replacement, they fixed that and cleaned the inside coil, and the next month, I was ready for my electric bill. It went from $540 to $350, which, considering that it still was summer, still using the pool, all that, that was right in the same range that it was in previous billing cycles. So it makes a big difference, something that can pay for itself over and over. Call Clark's at 277-2125 and get that urgent care service for you and your family. And their plumbers are amazing, absolutely amazing. I had a faucet that would not shut off. They came out, shut the water off the curb, went into the tub where the water would not stop flowing. And I'm thinking, God, what's it going to cost to buy new fixtures for this thing? But it was working. I said, well, how'd you do that? And then, well, we rebuilt it so you don't have to buy a new one. Save me money on that, too. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right. You can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
This is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks closing higher with the S&P 500 notching another record close after the Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate for the third time this year to a range of between 1.5% and 1.75%. With the Dow rising 115 points, the NASDAQ up 27, S&P 500 up 10. And Apple delivering earnings beating Wall Street expectations with its guidance for its important holiday quarter in line with analyst estimates. Its services revenue reaching an all-time high of $12.5 billion. And shares of Facebook popping after hours after the social media company announced third quarter results that beat analyst earnings estimates and top revenue forecasts, with ad sales jumping and monthly active users rising. And Starbucks reporting quarterly earnings and revenue that met analyst expectations as the coffee giant's loyalty program and new delivery options boosted demand and helped it fend off competition. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
I do.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Is watching Netflix shows at 1.5 speed not fast enough for you? With the new Netflix Speed Up feature, you can watch entire seasons of your favorite shows in a matter of seconds, like Breaking Bad.
I'm sick. Meth, bitch. I am the danger.
Wow, what a groundbreaking show. Missed the final season of Orange is the New Black? Watch the whole series in 20 seconds.
We're in prison. We're still in prison. We're still in prison. We're in prison. We're in prison. Ooh, I'm a lesbian. We're free.
How about finally catching up on Stranger Things?
11!
And don't forget to get caught up on The Crown before it returns next month. All the exciting Netflix shows you love in half the time. Because who cares about the art? You just want to know what happens. Test it out today.
We'll play some more Chew the Baloney next hour because we're kind of close to Fox. And I received a listener query from, I don't need to mention the name, but this is a question regarding gay marriage and adoption. Where did I put it? Oh, no. Okay. It's coming. I'm almost there. this from Sterling. He says, that is Duncan Tomlinson. Jacqueline is here this afternoon. He says, I'm not in a position to call. With gay marriage, if two female partners have a child from different donors, are these children considered born of the marriage or must adoption occur? Multiple families involved.
Okay, so the long of the short of it is the children are technically considered born of the marriage. So yes, like let's say you're married and then you have to get a divorce, those children will be born of the marriage. And there's two different things that can happen. I've seen it two different ways. Some people, both parents are on the birth certificate given the circumstances. I've also seen where one parent gives birth to the child and then the other parent does like a step parent adoption, if you will, and then you can have documents changed to reflect that. So I've seen it done two different ways. Prior to 2015, it was a little bit more of a gray area, but the laws have been really proactive in acknowledging that we have these family units that are given full faith and credit, as other states do, that a true family unit, allowing for the parents to be considered born of the marriage. Just like, let's say mom and dad are separated, they've been separated for years but are still legally married, and mom gets pregnant with somebody else's baby. If that baby is born while mom and dad are still legally married, that child is also considered a child of that marriage.
Wow.
Yeah.
That happens, I would imagine.
It happens more than you would think. And here's the fun part about it. Once somebody acknowledges paternity, now I'm obviously talking males here, not the female-female situation, but once there's an acknowledgement of paternity or there's a presumption, it's very, very, very difficult to have that overturned. And so I've seen it come back to bite people where you have a child born of a marriage and the dad says, I'm not taking a paternity test. Well, now you've got a child of the marriage. It becomes a real muddy area. That's why if you've got any questions, call. Dana and I've actually done a couple same-sex marriages, same-sex divorces, and adoption by step-parents and those types of things. So depending on your circumstances, but if it's a sensitive topic, a lot of people probably don't want to talk about it on air. If they have any questions, they can set up a consultation at the office, and we'll be more than happy to sit down with them.
That number, by the way, is 819-4810. 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know,
Dana, thanks you.
I felt like I was giving you your bar exam. That answer was amazing.
Huh? Oh, well, thanks. I mean, all joking aside, we are attorneys, and we pride ourselves. I told a client this morning I had a case, and it was a real tragic case. Mom had passed away during litigation, and so the dad de facto gets custody. So he was happy, but it was a sad circumstance. And, you know, he said, well, do you do property law? And I was like, no, I don't, but I'll be more than happy to refer you to somebody who does, because Dana and I like to do one area of law and do it well.
Right.
And that's why I tell people all the time, and it's whether you come to us or you go to somebody else, if you're in a family law situation, go to a family law attorney. Don't go to John Doe down the street that has all types of law under his name, because when you know a lot about a little, that's not going to help you when you get into the court of law and you get thrown a curveball and you don't know what the law is, or you're advising your client wrong when you're the one that's got to answer at the end of the day, like you gave them bad advice.
If anybody had any doubt that they don't have answers right at their fingertips, you just were given a great example of why.
We try. And we don't know everything, but if we don't know it, we know where to look, and we're going to make sure. Like, there's people that come in, and very rarely do we get thrown something that we haven't experienced. But sometimes somebody will come in and we'll be like, I think